Mr. Tan Wah Ming, Rule 14.
You see, like, when people in Taro, they use to come to my house. It is within my power, I can do what you like. But I remember there's a case, a young man, and he was out walking to make a wanted Japanese soldier, he was killed. I mean, he was knocked on the head and went to the hospital and died. So, of course, you cannot do anything with a soldier. So, with the help of the soldier or fellow, I went to see the soldier. So I explained to him that this thing had happened. Of course, we cannot do anything. But the family and people around there feel very bad about this. And the soldier, and the soldier also helped inform the MP to come. And this soldier was arrested. And the man was compensated. Even get this soldier to come and pray and pay respect to the dead. Yeah. Sometimes we do help. Otherwise, it's quite difficult.
How would the people look at the two star men and the one star men?
Usually they respect us at that time. We are always helping them. See. They got trouble, they come to us.
Did these people come to you direct or did they go through the two star men and the one star men?
They usually go to the one star men, they know better. See. If the one star men can settle the thing, and see, sometimes the two family, they start worrying they may be under two one-star men, see. So they have to go to the two-star men. So the two-star men have to settle.
Only when the one-star and the two-star men couldn't help them, then they come to you. So on the whole, how were the relationship like, you know, among the population in your area and between the three star, one star, and two star men?
You see, by the look of it, it's alright, but inside the heart, you cannot see anything. Only, you see, everybody looks very nice.
How was the living condition like, you know, for these people who are in your area?
You see, my area, better off than the town area. It happened, we got a lot of land, cultivated land here, you see. So, silver, tobacco, all this can be grown. If you work hard on me, you are willing to work on me, you see. You got all these things. Whereas the town people is different with their life there is other. Everything we have to buy. If our area, we get the rice, sugar, and all these things, it's more than enough. Vegetable, all these things we can grow ourselves. But not enough, we got tapioca, we got sweet potatoes. Right, my area from Bukit Timah to Jurong. Pretty much village to Jurong. I think it's quite alright. The living standard is quite alright.
What about the others in Jurong?
You see, all my area are farmland except Tuas. Tuas is a fishing village. Tuas is a fishing village, is good also. You can fish. Of course, we don't catch and sell all to the Japanese government. They try to sell one black one. is it really a relief near to us, when we could get a prestige or something there. We go then, but there's a lot of people to go then, but...
Will the people have difficulty having jobs and enough food and money?
You see, the town people, because my area, no problem about food. Talking about my area, I think it's alright.
Jobs?
Jobs is alright, so, because quite a lot of military camp around my area. So. So they can get work with this military camp.
What kind of military camps?
Soldiers camp, like the fort company. They were taken by the Japanese. You see, they got soldiers inside there. So they need some food, somebody to work there, this and that. And then they got another 10 in Jurong Street, Milestone. There's a rubber estate ship to link into a camp for soldiers also. But this thing, they can get work there. Besides that, most of the people, see, they prefer to spend in the house playing vegetable or sweet potatoes, easier to plant the thing. Like vegetable, they can make good money also. Cooking is not very good at the time.
Did these Japanese military companies, military camps, come to you to get the employees, or did the people go to the place directly?
No, you can get jobs. That is really good. And they can get a lot of people, see. Besides that, working there, the pay is not very good, see. Only thing they give you, the pay is bad, but they give you additional rice, sometimes additional pork, additional this and that, like thin stuff, this and that, which we can take out and sell to them. The pay is not good, but they give you extra ration.
So did a lot of the villagers go to work there?
Yes, like some people like to work there because of this extra ration. Sometimes they take, they kill a pig or something, they just take the fat stuff, just be right among the laborers, you see, and give it to them. Then extra food for them.
Did the people there try to sell the vegetables and the sweet potato and all that they had planted to the people in town?
Yeah, they bring it to the villagers. And the village people bring it to town.
So the kind of business still continue even during the Japanese time?
Yeah.
Were there a lot of movement of people from... Did a lot of people move out from the village to stay somewhere else during it 3.5 years?
In this 3.5 years, very few. Because of the difficulty of changing this card, this and that, you see. So if you stay in a place and get a good job, you are able to pass a day, people speak to you, you see. Very few people move about me.
You mentioned much earlier that there were some complaints when you were also the retailer there, that they could not get certain food or certain goods. So how did that affect your work as a 3-star man?
They complain, just explain to me, explain to them. this is not produced by myself. It's all given by the controller. Whatever I get, I sell it to you. If I get a better gate of life, I get a better gate of life. If I cannot get the better quality, what can I do? I have to explain to them. We have to explain to these people. Some, only very few people who cannot understand. They start handling this and that. Only few, not much.
Do these people expect you as a three-star man to help them, you know, by getting the Japanese to improve the conditions, living conditions for them?
They expect that I'm a three-star man, I could get better things for them. Mm-hmm. I told them that is not the case. Mm-hmm. What I get is the same as all other retailers. You see, I don't have special favor by getting better quality of price or this and that, all the same. All retailers are the same. With this money, the stock is good, everybody will go. Next month, the stock is low in quality, everybody gets the same. The only difference is that, see, sometimes if you are lucky, you see, your balance of good quality rice have a lot, and next month they cut you down, and next month the low quality of rice coming in, so that you can give people more of the good quality rice. The difference sometimes like that is very small, and that is the way how people complain. Around the retailer is better rice, the retailer is.
Did you, as a three-star man, try to bring up the matter to the Japanese and explain to them, the, for instance, the living conditions of the people in your area?
That we could not do, you see. Because we are not us. So we are not supposed to suggest all these things. See. Because at that time you know rice, everybody know that they don't give us sufficient quantity of rice to eat. As long as you get enough rice to eat, you will not ask for the quality, you see. If maybe not enough, you can ask for more rice than money, but it's difficult to ask for quality at the time.
Did you ever ask for more quantity?
No, we never, because this thing, they never ask us, and nobody dare to put it forward.
Were there any incidents where the local people in your area expect you to get some help from the Japanese for them, but the Japanese refused?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember there is a cave, you see. In Bukima, there is a forest reserve. Mm-hmm. And people go there and cut the woods, the trees. That is the problem, just to sell, see. They always go there and cut. In other words, they steal the wood there and sell. They must arrest them to the autonomous police station. So the family came to me for help, because you see, just to help them, see, they steal those who just to help them to pass the day, otherwise they are short of money. With them. And that, I went to the police station and speak to the soldier. They said they cannot do anything, that is the government's job, and they do it. They're stealing, they should be punished. and never came to here.
How did the family feel about that incident, and were they angry with you?
That is a ministerial law. He was dealing with the government's thing, you see. And what can I do? I cannot do anything. I do try to help you. I speak with the Japanese social, but he refused to help. If he wants to help, he could. You see, instead of sending the case to the court, then the thing up to Ottawa, he could have brought it there by living length in the case, but he refused. He got the power, you see. If he want, he could ask them not to do it and don't charge them, you see, ask an inspector not to charge them to release them. But he refused. He said these things have to be judged and bring to court.
How did the family feel about you after that incident?
How did it feel? It's very hard to say. What we can do, we do. And they say, we cannot do. What we do, we don't care. We can do our job. I explain to them, I try to help you, what I can, how much to do.
On the whole, how would you describe the relationship between the among the people, between the people and the tree stump?
As I said before, our link, everybody is very good. Some maybe they don't like.
You mentioned that you had an office. Where was this office?
Just in my shop. There's a class there. I have room
there. What kind of work did you have to do in office?
You see, they give us instruction. The clerk has to use the carbon to make it into so many coffees, you see. And I have to give it to the two star men. And with the two star men or the one star man, they got any cover or they want to write any letter, anything, they could come to my office to ask my clerk to help me. Because he's paid for. So you see, if it belongs to the visa or two star people, he can come and ask him to help in all sorts of things. Like the writing or anything.
Excuse me. So the clerk had to do all this kind of paperwork. Were there any other kind of duties that he had to perform?
He has no power to do any except this thing.
What was his working hours like during that time?
During office hours, I was at 2 o'clock.
Was it on instruction of the Japanese that you had to have an office?
No, because I'm doing this work myself. I have to get it done quite regularly. So if there's one people in the office all the time, you see, if somebody wants to see me, he should take note and tell him when I will be back. If he really needs to see me, you see, when I will be back, this and that, you see. If a small matter he could attend to, he will attend for me.
Were there any other purpose for this office besides this?
No, it actually is an office, call it an office. But in other words, I need one check to help me. control themselves educated. One, my very good Chinese. So I only see this.
You mentioned that the office was also used for some meetings also.
Yes, among my people, among the good family.
What kind of meetings?
You see, sometimes instead of going to every one of them, I like they all to come to me one by one, and then all of them would meet, you see. And instead of telling everyone what to do and giving them instruction, I could tell them all at once, you see. It's good for them to know each other, because we are from the same family. Every now and then, once or twice a year, we meet like this so that we know each other.
Once or twice a year? The two stamen and the one stamen?
No, the one stamen never came. If the one stamen comes, we go big as well.
Were there any special kind of privileges given to the three stamen?
Yes. Like, at the beginning, I got a car with one Wuzi. Wuzi, beginning, they gave me answer because the answer is a limited amount of petrol. And then, the hour of moving is restricted to morning and afternoon. After 1 year or so, they turn it into a black one, the thing, okay. Then you get more petrol. And you could move your car any time of the day. That is what they mean by, I think that the three salmon is too much work. So you have to go around to the two star, all these things. So they give you the something like license, more baba.
Did you have a? Where did you get your car?
It's simple. You can buy. It's a second car, old car. No, not newly, often. But most of the car at that time they use charcoal. Lorry also use charcoal. Barely feel using petrol. Unless you are in the government department or this and that, then you get a coupon to buy petrol.
So yours was also run on petrol?
Run on petrol, but it's insufficient. I could use the kerosene, you see. At that time, it was petrol, it was so many gallons of petrol, some kerosene.
When you travel around, did you have difficulty? Did the Japanese ever stop you?
No, they won't care. They don't care. The only thing is that if you got the red one, you don't have so much petrol. If you the red one, if you travel out of the country, inquiry where you get the petrol. Of course, some of the Japanese will sell petrol out of the lorry at that time. Now, if you got a black one, you don't bother to ask it. If you got a red one, you move outside the hour, it's regulated. Sometimes the curium will be arrested.
Did you have to wear your badge all the time to identify yourself?
You see, like, we don't have, you see, unless of diesel meeting or something, if I go to auto, I have to use it. office early, you see, I have to meet somebody.
Were the Japanese very strict with all of you regarding all these things? Your work and the instructions?
Instructions, yes. You just carry out only. They cannot. They even be very strict with us. They do what they can.
Were there any other privileges that you had as a tree sergeant besides the patrol?
No.
Were you given any other duties besides looking after the families, such as having organizing night patrol of the neighborhood, keeping security and all
that?
Mm-hmm.
That only comes to the nearly the end of the Japanese occupation. We started by having the 2.5 star and 1.5 star men. We do have organized these things, night patrol, this and that. And these people, they get allowance.
Can you tell us how did you organize the night patrol?
Okay, the night patrol actually organized by the one star men. Like among that, among the 10-30 families, they say got how many males among them. How many young people among them, and then they could pick 2 or 3 persons just go around in the night in that area. It's all organized among themselves and the one star men.
Did you receive this instruction from the Japanese and pass it down
to
them? What was the purpose behind having this kind of night patrolling?
Because, I don't know, they asked me to do that, perhaps at that time the Japanese know that they are about to fall already. And then there is quite a lot of anti-Japanese here and that. They want these people to go around to catch all the bad heads. That must be one of the reasons.
Besides night patrolling, were there any other kind of activities?
No, like ARP work. And they have work like that. They are done by 1.5 star men and 2.5 star men.
All these kind of activities were done on the volunteer basis, or was it compulsory?
All volunteer basis. Only on the little part, the girl gets to get around. But of a very cheap life.
And the people were chosen only from within the same village?
Only within the same compound.
Can you roughly remember when was that introduced? You mentioned the 2.5 star men and the 1.5 star men. How did it come about?
Two-and-a-half-star men. I think it's recommended by the 2-star men. And the 1.5-star men is recommended by the 1-star men. Because, you see, the 2.5-star and the 2-star, they have to work together. So, they have to know each other well. Good friends. Or understand each other, you see. they can work together as well.